Well, architecture is a subject that is guaranteed to divide opinions, particularly when it comes to prominent public buildings. This week, the long-awaited refit of the Sirius Apartments at Sydney's Circular Quay was unveiled, marking the end of a long and often controversial process that saw a 1980s-era block of one-time public housing being turned into homes for the very wealthy. The Sirius was built more than 40 years ago in a modernist, brutalist style, appearing as concrete rectangles. Rectangles stacked irregularly on top of each other. It's always sparked debate as to its architectural merit, and that conversation has continued as people dissect the renovation of the block that sits in the shadow of the Harbour Bridge. So, what are the buildings that you love or perhaps love to hate? What prominent buildings do you think are an eyesore or an icon, and why? Message me on the text line 0418 226 576 or via the ABC Listen app. Well, Professor Anthony Burke is Professor of Architecture at UTS and a former host of ABC TV's Renovation Rescue. Anthony, welcome to RN Drive.
Hi, Catherine. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm great. Thank you. And I'm really keen to kick things off with you to find out if there's a controversial building that you just either love or can't stand.
Boy, that's a long list. Where do I start, right? Look, I mean, the one that's sort of staring at us all at the moment is the Sirius building. And I think I'm actually finding that a very difficult building to reconcile in my own mind around these issues of do we keep it, do we let it go, those kinds of things. I mean, the love it, hate it thing, I mean, it just proves that architecture is first and foremost an emotional and I think cultural kind of pursuit before it's a bricks and mortar and dollars and cents kind of thing. And this is how we all respond to our buildings. So, look, I could tell you that there are some fabulous buildings being restored around the world right now as our modern heritage is being rediscovered. Mm. But equally, you know, we've had a great share of buildings in just in around Sydney of, you know, late 1800s buildings that have been repurposed to things like restaurants and housing and apartments and all the rest. So that kind of, you know, bringing back to life is all around us.
Yeah. Let's stick with Sirius for now. You say it's hard to reconcile for you. We know it's a highly controversial building. It was built as public housing back in 1980. It's got this very stark, modernist, brutalist architecture that firstly, I guess, divided so many. It's now been redeveloped and indeed redesigned into these private apartments. Why is it hard for you to reconcile?
I think for me, it's the story of the building. It's not actually all the technical side of the architecture. So yes, it is a brutalist building. Yes, it's a kind of a very unique system build sort of approach. It's how Gophers took when he designed that building. Literally, he told me he designed it in 3 days. So it was a very quick response to a moment in time. But for me, the history of that building and what it symbolises are the green bands and the very idea that a building in the rocks looking at the Opera House with the Harbour Bridge right behind it, traffic going past it all the time, can be social housing or low-cost housing right in the middle of our beautiful city. That to me was so symbolically powerful. And then to have all of the experts, the Australian Institute of Architects, the Heritage Council, the National Trust, all say that it was a building worth keeping because of that social history, and then to have that kind of nixed by the ministers of the day seems to me to be like a moment where we really did throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Mm. Do you think that this Sirius building has kept the faith with its original design? For those who've driven across it or perhaps looked it up on the internet, you know, it's got these big copper pods around it now, I believe, $2 million in copper has been installed there. Is it a good example of adaptive reuse of an existing building rather than, you know, the demolish rebuild model?
Mm. Look, for my money, I'm not that impressed by the design personally. I feel like the integrity of the original building, that brutalist history and heritage that's there just at an architectural level is, I'm going to say it, to me, feels compromised by the accumulations that have been added to the building. I know that I'm sort of probably on the outside in that opinion. Most people or a lot of people are saying it's a very good project. But for me too, it's not actually an adaptive reuse because it's still housing. But what's happened is the type of housing has obviously evolved from social housing to multi-million dollar apartments. So, you know, it's an upgrade for sure, but it's not a change of use per se. And yeah, I think that's kind of worth recognizing because There are restorations, preservations, adaptive reuse projects, and we get into all sorts of different nuances around all of those different types of projects, if you like. I would have preferred to keep it as it was, to respect the original building a little more. I recognise the economics of that were probably improbable, but having said that, I think it's worth much more than just the bricks and mortar and the real estate value. You know, it's symbolically worth so much more.
My guest on RN Drive is architecture professor Anthony Burke from the UTS. We're talking about the reinvention of the Sirius Apartments in Sydney, a journey that's seen this long, controversial building converted from public to private housing. And I really want to hear from you. Which buildings do you love and which ones leave you cold? Every city and big town has those buildings that provoke pretty strong opinions. If you want to give us your thoughts, reach out on the text line 0418 226 577. Anthony, what are some of the examples around the country that you've observed that are good examples of preservation and adaptive reuse?
Oh, look, there are many, actually. Even just around that neighbourhood, around the Rocks, you know, we've got recently the Hinchcliffe House, which is over as part of the Quay Quarter. It's an old wool store and it was a men's shelter, and now it's been turned into a commercial and restaurant area. It's a really great restoration done by done by Carter Williamson. We've had a restoration of the Art Gallery of New South Wales, the old building, the Andrew Anderson's wing, was from 1972, recently restored as part of their work. And that's a modernist, brutalist project, which has kind of been polished back up and brought back to life after being encumbered by all these additions and accumulations through the decades. And it's looking better than ever. You know, it's looking absolutely fabulous right now. I'm thinking of things like the tram sheds in Glebe, and there's the brewery by Zahn's Architects in Central Park. These are just local Sydney projects that show that there are so many of these going on around us right now. And I think what's really exciting about that is they're not buildings that are screaming at you as new. But when you recognise what's going on there and that change of use, your fascination with the depth of history gets sort of layered onto the possibilities of these new uses. And that is very exciting. And I think personally that Australia's best architects are really working in this space, on this adaptive reuse space. That's where the best design work is happening.
And what about elsewhere around the country? You've mentioned quite a few examples there that are in and around Sydney. What about elsewhere?
Well, I mean, I think all of our major Victorian-era monuments, I'm thinking now of the library in Melbourne, for example, relatively recently restored or upgraded, if you like. Another example where they've come of age where they need to, for technical reasons, sort of go through a change. But I suppose I'm thinking now that the modern history, so I'm now thinking sort of the 1940s through to the 1970s, that period, especially in our houses, is being understood as a heritage question, but it's a kind of architecture which doesn't appeal to a lot of people in a historical sense. So you don't look at it and see a lot of sandstone, a lot of decoration. You see modern principles, small houses, these kinds of things, which people are struggling to understand as history, but which are really important, again, in terms of the impact these houses have had on our way of life in Australia today.
Yeah, it's a really interesting idea, isn't it? I can't help but think about, you know, it's a luxury to have this conversation for some who indeed on the real estate side of things have a home where we know that we're, you know, in the middle of this housing crisis, but that's an adjacent conversation to have. Now, you mentioned earlier some of the buildings that have caught your eye for the right reasons. What about the eyesores that exist around the country, the ones that you really don't like?
Look, my pet hates right now, and to be honest with you, are the giant black roof track housing kind of developments that are happening on the fringes of our metropolitan centres. They distress me enormously for what they represent about all the kind of negative situations we're putting unfortunate people into. There's that side of things. Home turf, I think, of the tower at UTS, another brutalist building, much maligned and always top of the list when it comes to Sydney's ugliest building.
Can you appreciate why some people, you know, why some people don't like, say, the Perth Convention Centre? That's been dubbed the cockroach, or even Adelaide Parliament. People seem to have quite strong opinions about that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, but look, imagine if it was the opposite. Imagine if everyone was just saying, oh, yeah, it's fabulous, move on. You know, I think that the purpose of these buildings, the nature of them being city buildings, is to raise all sorts of questions and conversations. And that's where architecture is doing, I think, really great work. You know, it's fostering an idea about us having a conversation about our past and our future that helps us to reconcile who we are and where we're going.
Mm, buildings that make their mark, no matter which way they fall. Anthony, yeah. It's been great speaking with you. Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Professor Anthony Burke is Professor of Architecture at UTS and a former host of ABC TV's Renovation Rescue.